Thinking about the Indian performance, I want to get your view on the positive points for the test. You've mentioned Bhuvneshwar Kumar, but that partnership between Murali Vijay and Cheteshwar Pujara obviously changed the direction of the game, but also the way that Ravi Ashwin bowled yet again.
Well, I think yes. I think batting was the major talking point here, because as you've seen from the first day, as also on the third and the fourth day, once the new batsman came to bat on the pitch, it was not easy to bat. You need to bide your time. You need to be patient on the on the crease. You needed to select proper run scoring shots and not just play attacking shots all the time. I think Murali Vijay and Cheteshwar Pujara did that very, very brilliantly. The first session of play on the second day, after Sehwag got out, they did not score many runs. I think only 40 or 50 odd runs came in that particular session. That set them up very, very well for the later half of that day. On the second day, they batted very, very beautifully in the second session as well in the third session. And the scoring rate just really picked up, because they had set themselves in, they had set themselves up. You know, they had watched and they have waited, and they had played themselves in on a pitch which was not very easy to bat for the new batsmen. And this we saw on the third morning when Murali Vijay got out and Cheteshwar Pujara got out. And then the new batsmen came in, and the Indian batsmen too, the later batsmen, they also struggled. India lost their last 7 wickets for just 100 odd runs. So you have to give credit here to Murali Vijay and Cheteshwar Pujara. I think Murali Vijay's 100 was a big step forward for him, because India have been struggling with their openers. He failed in Chennai, which was his home test, which was imperative for him to do well, because Shikhar Dhawan was waiting in the wings. Gautam Gambhir has scored some runs in domestic cricket. So, in a way, it was very, very important for him to save his career there, and he scored some runs. So he's assured to play the next 2 tests, probably assured to continue as India's opener in test cricket in the near future or later in the year, as it might be. And Cheteshwar Pujara, what do you say about him? His second double 100 of the season, just 10, not even 10 test matches. He's played not even all 10 test matches in this particular season. And it has not been a home season for India to write a lot about. You know, losing to England was a major, major blow. They've beaten New Zealand, yes. They're probably on their way to beat Australia, yes. But losing to England was not something that was acceptable to the fans here. But he has come in. He's made the number 3 spot all his own. He's not allowed people to think about Rahul Dravid. And I think that is a big, big achievement. Nobody is missing Rahul Dravid. Or let me just rephrase that. Despite the difficult times, the Indian cricket fans are thinking that they have found someone who can, you know, harbour the innings, who can play the innings, and he's doing it very, very well. So, all kudos to Cheteshwar Pujara. You can just expect him to go on and on, and I think he will.